All day long, we'll be humming that. Good morning. It is good to see all of you here at Wellspring Church of Skipback. Let's just take a nice deep breath in. Maybe close our eyes. Once again today, God has a will for your life. God has a word for your life. And the Holy Spirit has a way for your life. Nothing is impossible. Amen. As I share with you the verses from Philippians 26 to 30 in chapter 1, know that Paul was confident that he would be exonerated to continue to be with them. The people of Philippi, a bit longer. He assured the believers that he would continue to listen for their good works, encouraging them to know that Christ would always be with them. Paul was in jail, chained to guards every minute of the day because of his witness for Christ. He never stopped sharing his heart with those who cared for him and even with those who did not like him at all. The number of listeners was absolutely growing, and Paul and his followers knew that faith in the gospel was worth their undertaking. There would be opposition, but it would be worth striving for. I'm reading from 1 Philippians 1, 26 to 30. So that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And then whether I come and see you, or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now heart that I still have. We know that Paul was not living a very comfortable, pleasurable life at that time, but he saw that the gospel was indeed spreading, and he was thankful to be able to share God's word with others. Looking back on verse 21, he has written, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Paul continued striving to share that the circumstances he was in was all in God's plan. Paul shared about the need for unity as Christians would become living gospels. We are living gospels. One's conversation, meaning lifestyle, should be a credit to the gospel. Live what you speak. Be an example to others, and others will see in you what a believer is. 1 Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, in purity. So our coolness and our humor and our car that we drive and your ability to dress sharply are not the things that we need. They're not what you need or what others need from you. We need to ask ourselves, is my life an example of what the gospel is about? You are not too old or young, too smart or not, too tall or short to become an example of the gospel with your lifestyle, your speech, your life, meaning your conduct, your love, your spirit, meaning your attitude, your faith, and your purity should be counterpart or match with your accepting and sharing of your love for Christ. Lori Beth Jones writes in her book, Jesus as CEO, God has little use for people whose main concern is, what will my neighbors think? Jesus was willing to look foolish, and this was the key to his success. Coming into town on a donkey, having to fish to pay for his taxes, forgetting to bring more wine to a wedding, these do not seem like ingredients for success. Crying like a rejected friend, passing out invitations to a feast that largely will go unanswered, having to stand on front porches and knock hardly sounds like a job description for a king. I appreciated that Lori Beth went on to encourage sticking to God's plan, a plan that we vaguely sense, but that we know that God can see it. At the parting of the Red Sea, Moses and the Israelites sang to the Lord, "I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him." That's from Exodus 15, 1 and 2. Paul encourages us to be courageous and constant in our Christian walk. Those standing beside the sea before it opened up, I can't imagine their thoughts. I can't imagine them stepping forward unless they had that strong faith and belief in Christ. Do not be confused. God offers us peace. Pause and reflect and ask yourself, am I moving from God's grace, trying to solve my own problems rather than relying on God's guidance? Am I turning to the right people for help and support and prayer? Everything the Lord asks of us is for our benefit, even the hard stuff. Be kind to those who may ask questions about your faith in Jesus. If you become miserable or angry on the inside, it is going to eventually come out on the outside. Be aware of this. Our faith is God's gift on the behalf of Christ. In this world, changes and conflict just seem to be inevitable. To suffer for the sake of Christ is a valuable gift. It is through trying times that we turn more to Christ. The Holy Spirit walks with us very closely at these times. God wants you to know and believe that you will get through these difficult times, and that He will allow you, that He will always do for you what is needed. God takes our worst situations and He works them out for our good for us and our good for others. We need to decide and to believe that I am stronger than I think I am. Think strong and be strong. Even Winnie the Pooh shares, "You're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think." Jesus will provide a way through you, through Him. Keep trusting. Paul was in prison, living and writing about his faithfulness to Christ. Commentators have shared that Paul is encouraging Christians in Philippi to be good subjects to the Roman Empire during this time, and others have written that Paul is arguing for subversive allegiance to Christ right in the middle of a militaristic empire. These verses seem to be fighting against each other. From Romans 31:1, be subject to the governing authorities. And then from Acts 5:29, we must obey God rather than any human authority. It is only through prayer that believers receive the answers and the directions that they need to go in. It has become so easy to argue and to devalue others, especially with social media. Our community should be working on debating and speaking with a greater understanding of the other's point of view. Astrid von Schlacka wrote in a Mennonite journal that condemning others and using hateful language is deadly to a community. So is concealing conflict. Positive energy can come from friction, a healthy give and take conversation about our differences is helpful. There is truly a need to debate and to share constructively. This author again encourages communities to be able to tolerate differences. Keep on working, solving conflict, and helping each other along the way. That sticks out to me. Helping each other along the way. People will know that we are followers of Jesus by the way we live our lives. It is our responsibility to love and honor Jesus so that everyone can see the light that shines on our heavenly citizenship. We are called to learn about and to follow Jesus' teachings. Your tomorrows are built upon today. Make today a good one. We are Christ followers, citizens of heaven who will receive eternal life that Jesus gives to us through his death on the cross. Others will see Jesus in us, and we pray that they will learn about Jesus from our actions and from our words. I'm going to share some of author Laurie Beth Jones's affirmations for leaders. However, they are affirmations for all believers wherever we are in our lives. I am aware that only God knows the total plan. I need to keep in constant contact with my Lord. I proudly say I am, knowing clearly my strengths and God-given talents. Take a few minutes right now. Think about your God-given talents. Honesty? Kindness? Do you provide for others? Do you cook for others? Do you mow someone's yard? Do you pray? Know your strengths. They're a gift from God. I am aware that God loves to play surprise. I offer myself as a resource, and I trust that the strength will come. Trust in God. I see others as a gift to me. If you have a pen or a pencil, take a moment. Think about a person, one person, maybe several people, who are a gift to you. Write their name down on your bulletin. Whoever comes to mind, who is a gift to you? Write down that name or two names. Take a moment to pass on peace. Pass the peace on to the name or the names that you have written down. I challenge you by the end of today, call them, text them, stop by their house, let them know that they are a gift to you. Another affirmation, I can say, why not me? I am willing to accept God's greater challenges and blessings as they come. Why not me? And finally, I come to be a blessing. My goal is to bless others in multiple ways. If everyone got out of bed before they put their foot down on the floor, thought, I come to be a blessing. Praise God. My goal is to bless others in multiple ways. If everyone thought that before they put their foot on the floor, things would be a-changing. Each day, we become equipped by God to overcome and master this thing called life. We are made in His image to reflect His love. Let us pray. Lord, thank You. Thank You that we are citizens of heaven. Help us live each day remembering that we are Your children. May we live our lives in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind for the faith and joy of the gospel. Thank You for caring for us even when we fall. Thank You for giving us peace instead of confusion. May our gratitude come from our open hearts, our listening hearts, and our faith-filled hearts. We ask that You just blanket Bob with love. Help him to be brave as he enters into his last chemotherapy and goes in for his heart surgery this week. We ask that You be with the people in the building behind us as we heard the alarm bell ringing for some reason this morning. Please watch over that community. Enter into the hearts and the lives of those who are there living and those who are there working. Bless us this week. In Your name we pray. Amen. And